for 60 seconds from your shock collar question of the day. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. But first, are you like me and you think, you know what? This year just wasn't up to the standards of the other years.
Okay,
I mean,
is that just you or?
I think it's just me, because like the first 2 weeks were okay.
Okay, yeah, just you. All right.
But then, yeah, you know, we have.
Sorry, you're disappointed, Jeffrey.
I mean, I guess I just have higher standards than everybody else.
I didn't know that 2020 was bad for you.
It was.
Yeah. We don't want it to end.
There was the worldwide virus thing.
And then the
social unrest.
Yeah.
And then the news that the Kardashians are going to be leaving television.
Okay. That was the only bright spot.
That one hurt. Okay.
It's been hard for me, but I have to say one of the most disheartening things that's happened to me so far this year.
Oh, to you again? Okay.
Is they botched the whole new emoji rollout?
Uh-oh. What came out?
Like, we still haven't gotten this year's new emojis, like pinching finger hand emoji.
Oh, for like the Salt Bae guy?
I need that for textual healing. It compromises my ability to do my job that they haven't given us that emoji yet.
So wait, they haven't rolled out any new emojis
this
year? They announced it, but they haven't done it.
Why is it taking so long? What else do those people have to do right now?
That's true.
I don't get it.
I don't know. Do they do other things more important than come out with emojis?
I doubt it. I think that's their entire job.
Okay, that's their entire job.
Because the emoji rollout cycle's fallen behind, next year's crop is pretty sparse. But they just announced what they're going to be coming out with, so here you go.
Wait, for next year?
For next year.
Even though this year is the year.
Yeah.
Okay. This is getting very confusing. Give it to us.
But for 2021, they're going to add a man and woman with a hipster haircut and beard.
Oh. What is it? Oh, man. But what's a female hipster haircut?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
Okay.
Just normal. Just normal with glasses.
No.
And they're going to have a heart wrapped in bandages.
Oh,
I'm going to use that a lot.
They have a face with swirly eyes, a face in the clouds, and a face puffing out smoke.
Okay.
Yeah,
finally.
That's what I'm gonna use, dude.
Apparently, all these should be on our phones sometime next year.
Yeah, but you're doubtful because still this year hasn't delivered for you.
So.
But, you know.
Yeah, thanks a lot, pinching hand emoji. Yeah. Anyway, while we wait for that, let's go to something a little bit happier. And we'll start with our shock collar question of the day. We have a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out to see who gets asked a trivia question today. If you get it wrong, their punishment is to get shocked while singing a song. So text into 78592. Tell us what song you want to hear. Alexis is drawing a name out of the bucket because she had the shock collar last. Who'd you get, Alexis?
Jeff, the Slender Potato Dubow.
Oh, wow.
You're a slender potato.
I'm getting less and less slender every day.
A sweet potato.
He's like a
yam.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to put on the shock collar while that happens. Digital Jake, please read us the shock collar question of the day.
Back in the 1980s, there was a terrifying supernatural movie called Poltergeist. If you never saw it, the plot focuses on a family whose home is invaded by ghosts that abduct their younger daughter through the television, and then the family attempts to bring her back. After the last year we've lived through, that doesn't seem so scary now. But you know, the movie concept originally started as a much more lighthearted story.
Huh.
It happened when the director told his idea to his scriptwriter, and she ended up writing a much more whimsical and child-friendly tale. He loved her take on the story so much, he decided to make both movies. What was the second film that came out of the Poltergeist idea that received critical acclaim?
Ooh. Weird. There's a children's movie that came out of the Poltergeist?
Well,
I mean, Poltergeist is the classic movie where the kid's head spins around in circles.
No,
and
that's the Exorcist.
Oh, what's the Poltergeist one?
He gets sucked into the TV. He just said the plot.
Well, I know it. Okay.
She climbs in.
Oh, she goes actually into the TV.
Right? Yeah, I don't remember because I don't really mess
okay.
with scary movies.
I just realized what it is.
What is it?
Whoa.
Ghostbusters.
Oh,
swirling around.
Good.
That's the first thing that made me think of it. When you said swirling around, remember when all the ghosts in Ghostbusters swirl around and then they get sucked into, what's that trap that they keep all the ghosts in?
Ghost trap.
You know what I'm talking about. They throw out, they step on it, and they suck them all in.
Clearly seen movies, right, guys?
Yes.
I thought Ghostbusters came out of SNL because it stars all the SNL people.
I don't know that the script did. I don't know that the story did.
What?
I have no idea.
And Ghostbusters, I mean, when I was a kid, Ghostbusters was really scary to me.
yeah.
Right.
I was terrified of it. It's not even child friendly enough.
It is child friendly.
No.
You were just a little baby.
I'm thinking.
You were like one of those kids that I made fun of for not being able to watch The Simpsons or something.
Hey.
I couldn't either. I was also not allowed for a while.
I was thinking the idea of being sucked into some sort of medium, like being sucked into the TV or being sucked into a book back in the 80s.
Was?
The Neverending Story. And that's one where he like kind of goes into the book, becomes part of the story.
Yeah, it's a great one.
And that's
definitely child friendly. Different than Poltergeist and Ghost. But the Neverending Story has some scary pieces in it.
Yeah,
too.
Let's get the question one more time.
Before Poltergeist was a supernatural thriller, it spawned another idea that eventually became a critically acclaimed film. Instead of a family being visited by supernatural beings like ghosts, the director settled on a more science fiction-y story that would be more child-friendly, and it won over audiences across the globe. What film am I talking about?
I mean, when you say sci-fi, then I think Neverending Story.
Maybe instead of being visited by ghosts, they were visited by something more science fiction.
By E.T.
Yeah. Alexis, you know everything there is to know about Poltergeist offshoots.
I haven't seen any of these. I haven't seen Poltergeist. I've never even seen Ghostbusters.
Oh, man.
I've never seen Neverending Story. I just...
Okay.
So I'm taking...
That's not very helpful,
so
Alexis.
I'm taking your word that all these involve ghosts and getting sucked into things. I don't know.
How about sci-fi? What about Honey, I Shrunk the Kids?
Hey,
I've seen that one.
Awesome.
I don't know. I don't know what it has to do with Poltergeist, but it's a science dude who it goes wrong.
And they're scared still because of the ants.
I don't think that's critically acclaimed.
Neverending Story is critically acclaimed.
Yeah, I mean, I want to go with my instinct here and say that Neverending Story.
While Poltergeist is one of the foremost horror films of all time, it actually helped create one of the most famous children's movie of the century as well. And it all started when the director of the film, Steven Spielberg, explained his idea of a science fiction story about his imaginary childhood friend to his scriptwriter. And she wrote up what would be one of the biggest movies of all time. Instead of a horrific story where a family's home is invaded by ghosts, she instead wrote a lighthearted adventure about a family, more specifically, a young boy named Elliot, who is visited by an alien.
It was E.T.
That film went on to become E.T. the Extraterrestrial.
Oh man, I said it. Wow, that's crazy.
So the same person wrote both of those? Is that what you're saying? Or the different people?
Two different writers. Steven Spielberg directed both of them.
Okay.
Well, didn't get it right, and somebody wanted to hear something pretty terrifying. Baby Shark.
Oh!
It's like Jaws.
Turn this way up.
Yeah. I hate you already.
All right, here we go. Baby Shark, doo 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 doo. Baby Shark, doo 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 doo. Baby Shark, doo 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 doo. Baby Shark. Mommy Shark, doo 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 doo. Mommy Shark, doo doo doo.
Mommy Shock.
That's your shock caller question of the day. Your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes.
Move at 92.5.